Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. Charles, it's also nice to see you again in the house.
Amen. Man. Always good to be here. Best day ever.
1,440 minutes. Mm-hmm. Every day we get a deposit of 1,440 minutes, and everybody gets it.
Yes.
Black, white, rich, poor, everybody gets it. And unlike the old telephone plans that you could carry over, you don't carry
you
over.
You don't carry over, no.
What an amazing thing that is. So, today is intellectual / mental health day. For those of you who are listening for the first time, on Mondays we look at the spiritual. On Tuesdays, that was yesterday, we looked at the physical, and we had Lydell Morrison from Crosstown Pharmacy here. That was a fascinating discussion. Today, we're looking at the intellectual mental health. Tomorrow, the emotional. And then Friday, we look at the social. We use an acronym around here to guide our discussions, SPIES. We wish to empower our fathers and father figures to become better SPIES. Starting next week, Charles, I want us to start inviting our audience to hear more about our vision, not just like talking heads here on the radio, but to talk about what we hope to have happening with and our dads in our communities. And I'm so grateful to have you on board, man. As we give some thought about the intellect, the mind. The word of God is so true. In the last days, knowledge shall increase. I think it is fair to say that man, human beings, pretty smart, man, pretty smart. I mean, the things we human beings have invented or discovered or I love technology. I look forward to what it's going to be in the future. It's a bit scary, but it's also exciting all at the same time.
Yes, and it seems like every day, every month, something is improved.
Something is
when
improved.
When you think it can't get any better than this, or you can't get any more technical than this, something else comes along and it blows your mind.
Well, speaking of blowing one's mind, AI, artificial intelligence.
Ooh, yes.
Do you honestly feel this is something that could eventually one day make us stop thinking, like, we don't need to think anymore? Because
I would hope not.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
Because the individual aspect of it is very important. I can remember one time in Vacation Bible School, I Googled a question when I was talking to the young people, how do you become a Christian? And there must have been 10,000 sites that came up. But you can't get the personal aspect until you talk to someone about how their journey came about. You can get the basics, yeah. But what, this Christian walk is so much more than just the basics.
Yeah. I also find it fascinating that the Bible rightly and clearly says that in the last days knowledge shall increase, but it doesn't say wisdom.
Right.
It's because man can still act like a fool sometimes, even the knowledge that he has.
Yes, and the knowledge, yes, it can increase, but it's all about how you utilize that knowledge, how you put that knowledge into whatever aspect you're going into.
Again, as a student of the word, just like you, I find it fascinating that the Bible says you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, yes, with all your soul, with all your strength. Because the mind, if your mind is on something else or someone else, you really can't love him, because everything begins in the mind. In fact, no matter what we invent or create, I prefer to say invent, it all started with somebody, an architect.
Yes. Yes.
Before the building goes up, there's something in his mind. Even if you are the owner, you may not even fully be able to articulate what you want,
right,
but you describe it and he puts it down on paper. But it all begins in the mind.
And it is so fascinating when something is in your mind, some concept, and you see it come to fruition. That's just awesome.
Yeah. So technology, I love technology, especially when it works. But just like us sitting here talking to potentially 7.5 million people. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when I was growing up, even though television did exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted you to know that. It wasn't that far back.
Yeah.
The radio and reading, to me, and I know reading matters a lot to you. It stretches the mind. I remember those days reading Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. Yes, I did read a little bit.
Yeah, I did too.
And your imagination would.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was. I remember not wanting to put the book down when I finished a chapter because I needed to find out what was happening next, because your mind was being expanded and you were being creative and imaginative. And I think technology sometimes dulls that and even stifles that.
That's why I believe AI has its place. It really does. But we should not use it as a substitute for our thinking, our imagination. Because when you read something and you put the concept in your head, it's way more fascinating than if somebody's telling it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that we still have, I admit that if I'm reading a book, I bought one book on audio bookstore. This is not even the joke that he's supposed to be telling, but I checked my account recently, man. I have been paying for this book over a year.
Oh, wow.
If I had walked into a store and bought the best book from $9.95, it wouldn't have gone on like that.
Wow.
But back to the other point I wanted to make, even though I had the book on my phone and I can listen to it, I must admit that I still get value out of underlining and circling.
Yes.
And I know some of the Gen Zs might be thinking, what? But that's how I retain something.
Yes. Yeah. And I get a lot of pleasure. And I have a tablet that I have books on that I really haven't read any books on in probably several years. I like holding the book in my hand. And you can easily go back to reference something that you just read. Just like with the Bible, when you read a scripture, the Bible over in the margin will have several different scriptures that reference that.
Yes.
And that's exciting to me because I can go quickly to it and see how it correlates together and how the Bible ties itself together.
I'm laughing because there are other people who are saying, Uncle Charles, you can also do that on your phone and do it quicker than spinning the leaves. But the mind is a powerful gift to us by God. And I do believe we do not invest enough time developing our minds. I mean, we go jogging, we do the gym and all that, but the mind is needing to be exercised and developed.
Yes.
Just like any part of us. And technology, yes, plays its part, but I believe reading.
Yeah. Anything with the body, you have to, quote unquote, exercise it, because the mind is designed, and this is my opinion, I'm not God or anything, it's designed to absorb information. And if you're not giving it information, it gets stagnant.
Mm.
And we never want our mind to be stagnant.
Mind your mind.
Sounds good.
Mind your mind. I say to the young people that I work with, especially the young boys, to be careful what they expose their ears and their eyes mm-hmm. to, because the mind is like a sponge, I would say. If you put sponge in water, it soaks up water.
Mm-hmm.
If you put sponge in blood, it soaks up blood. If you put it in milk, it soaks. So whatever you expose your mind to, it absorbs it. And we have to be careful what we allow our eyes and our ears and our minds to be exposed to, because you might be in an environment where you don't curse, but you have people dropping the F-bomb left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with kids. I must admit, one of the challenges that I have working with younger dads, and I don't necessarily mean younger in age, but new dads, I've had dads who are being mad with mom and they're using colorful language while the baby's mm-hmm. in the car seat there. And as far as they're concerned, they're not cursing the child.
Right.
But the child is there with ears. And even if they can't talk yet, how do you think language is learned? They listen to what is being spoken around
them. And when the child starts to use some of that colorful language, they look at them and say, where did you get that from? That happened with my son one time, and I don't remember doing it. This was way back before.
Explain.
I got rid of the colorful language.
Okay.
And we were out bowling, and we were watching something, and he exclaimed with a expletive, and I looked at him. I said, "Where did you get that from?" He said, "You." I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Wow." So we have to. As dads, we have to be careful.
Yes, we have. And when we talk about the intellectual, that's what we do here on Wednesdays. I think sometimes we can be misunderstood. We're not necessarily saying go study for 8 years like our guest yesterday mm-hmm. in order to become a chemist. But because the mind, I read somewhere that we never seem to fully use the brain. It's like having your smartphone there, and apart from taking pictures or talking on it, there are so many other things it can do that we haven't been using it for. The same thing with the mind, that the human mind given to us by God is better than the bestest of computers ever.
Yes, and it's the mind is fascinating to me. It's just so many things that can be done, so many concepts that can be thought of, so many ideas that you may find, again, the basics on a phone or a computer, but it can't be explained like when a person has it in their mind and they say, this is what I'm seeing.
I find it, the people who do the scamming and the hacking.
Yeah.
Those guys are smart, man.
Yes, they are.
Can they not use it for something better? I understand, too, that some companies actually hire the hackers to help them overcome.
Yes. In that aspect, what better way to protect your company than to hire someone that was specializing in trying to hack into your company?
I'm not sure. That is so funny. But going back to the intellectual, we encourage our fathers to advance their craft.
Mm-hmm.
So if you left school without getting your GED or your high school diploma, if you are still alive, it doesn't matter what age, go ahead and pursue it.
Yes.
If you've gotten your GED and you don't want to go any further, but you choose to be a painter or a landscaper, all wonderful needed skills in the community, be the best in your craft. Not necessarily be the best in the world, but for your potential, maximize it. So study, be it YouTube, books, get better training so that your mind is widened and your skills honed in and sharpened, your earning potential increases. Mm-hmm. Now you're better able to take care of your family. So when we're talking about the mind and increasing or developing your intellect, we're not saying drop what you're doing in whatever field and go try to be some brain surgeon. We're just saying use what God has given to you.
Right. I've told my sons and I've told other young men, whatever it is that you're interested in, research, find out the history. There is so much more available now. Now, I don't know how it was with you since you're younger than me, but
thank you.
When I needed to look something up, I would have to get in the car, go to the library, go to the card catalog, find the card catalog, go to the aisles, find the book, sit down, open the book, flip through the pages. Now it's right there with a few keystrokes. So there's no reason not to know whatever it is you need to know for whatever field you want to get in.
It is true. Knowledge is so accessible now. And so we encourage our fathers to keep on learning. Mm-hmm. Keep on learning. Your mental health, just like your body, you keep on exercising in order to keep your body strong and healthy. The same thing with the mind. Keep studying, keep learning.
Yeah. I would dare say if you think you've learned it all or you stop trying to learn, that your mind will actually atrophy. Mm. It'll actually go backwards because it's designed to take in information.
Yeah.
So, and good information.
Good
we
information.
Should say that because just like anything, when something is invented that's for the good of humanity, somebody comes along and they put a negative spin on it.
Like the internet.
Yes.
I mean, social media is so useful.
Yes.
But is being hijacked by darker forces to corrupt the minds of our children, young people, and adults, too. There was a time when if somebody says to me, did you hear what such and such a person says? I said, I want to hear it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even when you hear it for yourself, you still have to question
you're not
the person say.
Yeah.
And there was a time when I would say, I need to see it for myself. But even when you see it with the person's mouth moving, you have to question, was it doctored? Was it AI?
Yes.
Amazing how technology now has hijacked things and we can't even believe our minds and our eyes anymore. Yeah. So where do you go to find truth?
Right. And I wonder how far it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
Because, and everything looks so real. Someone that you know and have experience with, you may see something and they'll say something that's like, wait a minute, that's not consistent with the person that I know.
That's a good litmus test, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes. Whether it's a preacher or a politician, even if you hear it on social media, dig deeper to make sure you don't form a view of the person if it's not consistent with what you know or think you know of the person.
Yes, it's a great time to be alive.
Yeah.
But it could be so dangerous, so so negative if you allow it to be.
That's why for us as men of faith, fathers of faith, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Fathers of faith. It is so important that we do what the word says, allow him, God, to renew our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Because left to ourselves, we will think the wrong thing. And what you think, you will say. What you say, you will do.
Mm-hmm.
What you keep doing will become your habit. What your habit will become your lifestyle. Your lifestyle will determine your character, your destiny. But it all starts with the mind.
Yes.
And I love the word, man.
Because it's there is so many different revelations you'll get from the Bible, depending on what it is that you're going through at the time. A scripture can mean one thing to what you were thinking yesterday, and it'll mean something totally different to what you're thinking today. Not that it's contradicting itself.
Right. I'm glad you said that. Yes. Because some people could use that to so what is truth to you?
Right.
It might not be truth to me. And truth is universal. But
yes.
Let's get a couple things here in before we continue. So we want to ask our listening audience to support us. This radio show, the Dad Up Radio Show, we started on August 1st, 2025, and we hope to be around for a long time. Our objective is to empower fathers and father figures to establish, reestablish, or strengthen the connection between themselves and their children, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers or father figures. And on a daily basis, Monday to Friday, 8:30 on this station, we follow an acronym that helps us to stay focused, but also to encourage our fathers to think and act intentionally. And we call it SPIES. Each day of the week, we imagine that we have a car that has five tires, all of them needing to be properly pumped. Not pumped, well.
Properly inflated.
All right, that's
the right pressure.
And so on Mondays, we look at the spiritual, Tuesdays, the physical, and on Wednesdays, we deal with the intellectual slash the mental health, because it has to do with the mind. On Thursdays, the emotional, and on Fridays, the social. We also have something around here called DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes. I look forward to when we start these different chapters. We have Dad's Got Talent.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll take the place of America's Got Talent, man, because we are going to do Dad's Got Talent. So let's hear your joke, man. You always say you want to set the standard.
Well, no, you always want me to go first.
Oh, okay, so
you
can, all right.
But that's okay. Okay. How do you make holy water?
How do you make holy water? That's a good one.
Well, you take regular water and you boil the devil out of it.
Boil the devil out of it. Hey. All right. I'll give you that one. yeah.
See, it's got you going for a second round of laughs.
Oh, gee. Well, all right. Well, this one might come close. What do you call a toothless bear?
I know this one. I actually used this
one.
Are you copying me?
Hey, let me see if you even remember giving
that
joke. Yeah,
you call it a gummy bear.
A gummy bear. A gummy bear.
See, Karen never heard that one because she wasn't here.
She should have been listening. Listen, if you would like to have one of your jokes told on this show, we ask that you text us, 561-229-2379. Or call us, that same number, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. But there's even a more urgent reason why we would like you to call us, text us, or email us. We're asking for your prayers. We have some big plans and visions for this movement that we will be sharing with you starting next week. One of them is Operation Daducation. This is where we have fathers and father figures reading to and or with kids in schools. So very important. We're going to elaborate on that next week. So we ask for your prayers, we ask for your hours, and we ask for your dollars. When you sponsor this show as a business, as an individual, or as a church, we will let our potential 7.5 million listeners know about you, your church, your business, and it becomes win-win because they hear about you and you help us get the fatherhood, the gospel of fatherhood out there. My brother, I appreciate you. Thank you for always being our co-host. I think we should have the other guys in here sometime very soon. They don't, apparently they can't come up with a good joke, so.
That's what it is, yeah. They can't face us because they can't get the good joke, so they don't want to come in our presence. Yeah.
So let's talk to that dad who is struggling right now, pressures of paying the bills, pressures of dealing with either a toxic relationship or a relationship that is going south, trying to find a job, trying to find a home, sickness, and all the other pressures that come upon them. And there's nowhere, so it seems, to mm-hmm. turn to just air it out and talk it out. What do you say to our wonderful fathers and father figures out there?
Well, having worked in Department of Corrections, I saw so many young men that had these pressures, had these things going on, and they took a negative light or a negative turn in their lives. And personally, I think that is the easiest thing you can do, is take a negative turn. When you persevere and keep doing what you're supposed to do, there are people out there that will help you, that want to help you, that can't wait to help you. But a lot of times they don't know you need help.
Until you ask.
So set your pride aside. Get around people that are positive. Get around men that are positive. The men that you want to emulate, the men that you aspire to be. That's how you will keep your hope going, because when they tell you their journey, then you'll realize that if it worked for them, if they can do it, I can do it.
I'm so glad you said that. We will be having two guests coming soon, John and John. I think I mentioned
yes,
them. Let's
you
go
did.
First, John, second,
there
John.
There you go.
These guys have been friends since high school, 50-plus years. It does help to have good friends.
Yes.
It does help to have fellow brothers, fellow fathers and father figures whom you can go to and just be yourself, unjudged, unhurried.
Yes. On our men's prayer on Tuesday nights, periodically I will ask the question, am I my brother's keeper? And it is, yes, we are each other's keeper, because when you see someone that may be struggling, lift them up. Be there for them. If for nothing else, just to be a listening ear. Because a lot of times people, once they can talk something out, the solution will come to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'm so grateful for this forum that we have. And we're looking forward to being able to reach more dads in our community. We're going to be talking more about that next week. But what we hope to do is to have chapters, so to speak, where we will go and do some of the shows on their turf, talk to the dads there. I know, for example, in Delray Beach, there is a crew ready to roll.
Yes.
And we are so excited. In fact, we spoke to...
Brother Sherman?
Yes, Sherman, but I'm talking about the Texas brother there.
Oh, brother, yeah, Brother Williams, yes,
oh, my
Brother
goodness.
Tony.
We could be going Texas, man.
Okay.
Going big.
Hey.
Hey. Because he's listening in Texas, and he even sponsored one of the shows one morning. So if you wish to be part of this movement, we're still on a drive to get 1,000 fathers and father figures signed up for Dad Up 1000. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We hope you have a great day. And as we say around here,
Dad up.
Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup at thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup,